Thanks for joining us. You can always catch the latest sermon online, but we sure would love to see you join us in person to celebrate and support each other in our love for God, our neighbors, and this church. We are South Britain Congregational Church. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. And now, enjoy another great Sunday sermon, and we hope to see you soon.
This Lent, we're listening for the sounds of the season. Last week, we heard the clatter of the coins as Judas threw down those 30 pieces of silver on the floor of the temple. And today, we listen to the sound, the blast of the trumpet, the cockcrow. My first reading comes from Luke 22. These are the words that Jesus spoke. Simon, Simon, Satan has demanded to sift you like wheat, but I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail. And you, once you have turned back, strengthen the brothers and sisters. And Peter said to Jesus, Lord, I am ready to go with you to prison and to death. And Jesus said, I tell you, Peter, the cock will not crow this day until you have denied me three times. And then from a little bit later in the same chapter, Jesus is now in the Garden of Gethsemane. Then they seized Jesus and led him away, bringing him into the high priest's house. But Peter followed at a distance. And when they had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and sat down together, Peter sat among them. Then a servant girl, seeing him in the firelight, stared at him and said, this man was also with Jesus. But Peter denied it, saying, woman, I do not know him. A little later, someone else on seeing him said, you also are one of them. But Peter said, man, I'm not. Then about an hour later, still another kept insisting, surely this man was with the prisoner Jesus. He's a Galilean. But Peter said, man, I don't know what you're talking about. At that moment, while he was still speaking, the cock crowed. And the Lord turned and looked at Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how Jesus had said to him, before the cock crows today, you will deny me three times. And Peter went out and wept bitterly. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen. A Roman soldier took a trumpet to his lips. There was a blast of that trumpet, and the sound went out over the sleeping city of Jerusalem. This was the cockcrow. It was the sound of the trumpet that announced the changing of the guard at the Roman garrison in Jerusalem, at the Tower of Anthony. It was 3:00 in the morning. That sound, that blast of the trumpet, marked a very significant turning point in the disciple Peter's life. Now, do you remember the story? Jesus and his disciples were sharing the Passover together in that upper room in Jerusalem. And during the course of that meal, Jesus spoke of his approaching death, taking the bread and saying, this bread is my body broken for you. And the same way he took the cup later in the meal and said, this cup is my life shed for you. A new covenant for the forgiveness of sins. And at that point, Peter, the disciple, said to Jesus, you know, I will go to prison. I will go to death itself for you. No matter what the others may do, I will never deny you. I will never betray you. And Jesus said to him, before the cock crows tonight, you will have denied me 3 times. They sing a hymn of praise to God as they go out, and they go to the Garden of Gethsemane, which is an olive garden, and there they pray, and Judas has done his work. He's betrayed Jesus into the hands of the authorities. They know his location now, and the temple police come to arrest him, and Judas gives him that traitor's kiss that marks him out, because the police don't know who Jesus is. That kiss marks out who he is. And they arrest Jesus, and the disciples flee. They flee for their lives into the darkness. Peter alone follows in the shadows of the moonlight at night. He follows to see just where the police have taken Jesus. And they take him to the home of the high priest, which is in the middle of the city of Jerusalem. And there he joins in with a group of people who are in the courtyard of that home. It's chilly, it's cold, he feels it in his bones. And he tries to warm himself by a charcoal fire there. And in the light of that charcoal fire, a little servant girl says, you were with the prisoner Jesus. And Peter answered, you know, you're crazy. I have no knowledge of this man whatsoever. And 3 times this takes place. And then there's that sound, that distant sound of the cock crow, the blast of the trumpet. And the eyes of Jesus and Peter meet. And in that second, Peter realizes what he has done. He remembers, you know, before the cock crows 3 times, you'll deny me. And with tears running down his face, he runs out into the cold and different night. A Roman soldier takes a trumpet to his lips. There's that trumpet blast marking the changing of the guard at the garrison. And it brings an insight to Peter's life. It brings a turning point to the life he has led up to this time. Because as he's pictured in the scriptures, up to this point, he's a man who's just full of himself. He's full of bluster. He's full of bravado. He's the head raccoon of all the disciples. You want to hear about Jesus? Ask him. He's the authority. And you know, Jesus says to him at the Last Supper, before that cock crow sounds, you'll have denied me 3 times. And all of a sudden, this man who's been so full of himself, so full of self-importance, self-confidence in the faith, suddenly realizes that he's fallen short. He's not as invincible as he thought he was. I've always liked a story about Muhammad Ali, the boxer. And this is a story about Muhammad Ali taking a plane ride. And he you know, the flight attendant was coming around and saying, you know, buckle up your seatbelt, we're about to take off. And Muhammad Ali said, Superman don't need no seatbelt. But the flight attendant was very quick on her toes too, and she said, Superman don't need no airplane either. Buckle up your seatbelt. And he did. And here Peter is faced with a new insight into himself. He's not really the great disciple he thought he was. The sounds of the trumpet. You know, Peter can hear it in the distance. Jesus' eyes and his meet for just a second. What was in that glance? And Peter remembers the saying, you know, I'll never deny you, whatever the others may do. And yet he has. He's failed. Now, I suspect all of us, virtually all of us, at one point or another in our lives have known failure. Maybe not just the same as Peter's, but we've known where we didn't measure up to our values, where we didn't measure up to what we stand for, where we just didn't have the guts or the courage to stand. And I think a lot depends in life how we deal with those times of failure. Do we just throw in the towel, put down our cards and say, I quit? Or do we learn from what's happened and try and rebuild life again? I read the comics, and the classic Peanuts cartoons are still very good after all these years. And in one of the strips, Charlie Brown has lost a spelling bee. He lost because he couldn't spell Beagle, the dog, Beagle. And he's just heartbroken. He's just crushed. And Linus tries to cheer him up, and he says, Charlie, did you notice that when you misspelled Beagle, the world didn't end? You made a mistake. That doesn't mean you're a mistake. Can we hear that in our own lives? Peter, it's interesting to see how he handles his failure. He goes back for a while to fishing, but that doesn't work out. It's the risen Christ who seeks him out, and interestingly, over a charcoal fire, he asks Peter three times, like the three denials, he asks them three times, do you love me? And Peter answers, Lord, you know I love you. It's interesting to me to compare Peter and Judas at this point. Both deny Jesus. Again, Judas is a little bit different in the way he does it. It's more premeditated. But there's a difference in the two men in that Peter's able to rebuild life, Judas isn't. Peter significantly can accept forgiveness. Judas can't. And you know how often we talk about how hard it is to forgive someone who hurts us. But it's also true the other way. when we're the one who has caused the hurt, when we're the one who hasn't lived up to what we should be, it's equally hard to accept forgiveness. But Peter could. And I think because of that, he's able to rebuild life again. He becomes a leader in the early church. He's not perfect. He has a trouble. He waffles a bit on one of the basic issues, and that is about Gentiles, you and me, coming into the church. But he has a very productive life, even after that trumpet blast. He's able to rebuild. Now, think again of that blast of the trumpet that Peter hears in the distance. Jesus and Peter's eyes meet. And Peter goes out in tears, realizing what he's done. But it's interesting, going back to that scene, you know, in the upper room at that Last Supper. Jesus says, I'm praying for you. And when all this is over, you go back and strengthen the brothers and the sisters. That's always fascinated me. I take comfort. I take hope in that thought. You know, Jesus is praying for you and me with what we have to go through. But also, notice that Peter is given something to do. The contrast strikes me. Here's a guy who's shown his weakness, yet he's told to go and strengthen the brothers and the sisters. There's something about this experience that he's gone through. There's something about this realization that he's not the big shot he thought he was, helps him to strengthen other people. It gives him understanding of what other people have to go through. And I don't know, can we hear in our own lives, not just, I'm praying for you, but go and strengthen the brothers and the sisters, whatever that might mean in our individual lives. Can we hear a call to do something? Levi Mayer is a counselor, and he once put things this way. He said that the sad truth is that in every relationship of love and trust, there are the seeds of betrayal, of denial. That betrayal can be repaired. But the new trust is different from the old. The new trust is based on the reality of experience, not the innocence of hopes and dreams. Peter's had an insight into himself, to the kind of person he is, and he's able to rebuild life on that. Now, we've all heard the saying, you know, that life, I suppose, at one point or another breaks us all. But many people are able to come back stronger than they were before. That may not be true of everyone, but it was true of Peter. And I think this morning in our own lives, can we hear that trumpet blast and look at ourselves, find that life can be rebuilt, that life can be productive, and that Jesus is thinking of us, and he's got something for each one of us to do. That trumpet blast, that sound in the night, it marked a change in a man's life and growth toward a new life. Amen.